Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
It's the Monday following the NFL's regular season finale, and if Sunday Night Football was any indication of how the postseason will be, we're in for a wild ride. The Raiders knock off the Chargers at home after trying to play for a tie, and then they end up winning the football game because of their running game. Crazy stuff in Las Vegas. The Chiefs took care of business in Denver on Saturday, but the Houston Texans' comeback yesterday fell short, and the Titans have home field advantage in the AFC. I'm Spencer Keatsman, giving you my thoughts on the NFL playoffs, and Kevin Keatsman, my dad, will join us on this episode remotely from Indianapolis, where he is there to watch tonight's college football playoff national championship game between Georgia and Alabama. It's a football-only episode on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, and it's brought to you by Joslyn's Jewelry, family-owned and operated for generations. Visit Gary or Dave on 95th and Metcalf. Ask for them, but if you get there, no matter what, you know you're going to talk to somebody in their store that's a non-commissioned jewelry expert who will be telling you about the best prices in town on something very nice that your partner will love. They also do repairs, and they charge way less than corporate jewelers because it's the right thing to do for their valued customers. Joslyn's Jewelry, the jeweler you'll recommend to your family and friends, online at joslynsjewelry.com. By Fry Orthodontics, Dr. Jeremy and his team do a great job at over 12 Kansas City locations. They make your teenager feel comfortable at what is not such a comfortable process of getting braces. The team at Fry makes it fun and easy. They also offer Invisalign for adults. Your first appointment is free. All you have to do is call Fry Orthodontics at 913-469-9191 and mention Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Fry Orthodontics, where your smile is just the start. By Marion Body Shop, who will take care of complete collision repair, or they'll fix paint imperfections and door dings with paintless dent removal in your car. They also offer auto detailing, and this is really cool. Your car will look great. A great detail job will make you feel so much better on your drive to work. Odds are you're listening in your car right now. Do me a favor. Take a look around. Look at your dash. Look at your cup holders. Look at the trash in your door. It's dirty. Your car is dirty. I guarantee it. So you are in good hands. Take your car to Marion Body Shop. But before you do, give them a call at 913-362-1198 and mention Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. It's the Chiefs and Steelers at Arrowhead. It's Sunday night on NBC at 7:15. Let's go.
Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
All right, so it's the Chiefs and Steelers on Sunday night at Arrowhead at 7:15 on NBC. NBC has, what I've heard, sort of the preferred selection of games because they pay the most money to have their games on primetime on Sunday Night Football in the NFL. So apparently they want the Chiefs, and they want the Bengals, and I might be the two high-profile young quarterbacks. I don't really know what it is, but that's what it is. It's Sunday night at 7:15 on NBC from Arrowhead Stadium under the lights, and you know that place will be rocking, man. There's nothing like a night game at Arrowhead. I've been to day games, night games, and a bunch of different NFL stadiums, and for whatever reason, a night game at Arrowhead seems to hit hard. It hit really hard. It, you know, the fans are riled up. There's been a whole day of tailgating and watching other football games and just sort of gearing up. There's, you know, there's something about being a fan and going to a game where you're waiting all day for that game to start. You know, you've experienced it with college football, whether it's K-State, KU, or Mizzou. You've experienced it with the Chiefs. And there's nothing like that buildup for a night game, and that's what the Chiefs have against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday night, who is a storied franchise with a future Hall of Fame head coach, although I'm not the biggest Mike Tomlin fan on the planet. But I just think he's kind of misleading, not necessarily dishonest, because a lot of coaches are dishonest when it comes to the media. But he just seems to have an attitude when it comes to questions he doesn't like, where Andy Reid, on the other hand, just kind of takes him and plays him off and doesn't, you know. I will say this, Andy Reid's been more open to the media than any Chiefs coach that I can remember in my lifetime. I mean, it certainly wasn't Todd Haley. Certainly wasn't really Marty, unless he got mad, then he just cussed at whoever the reporter was, which I'm sure was my dad at some point. but the Chiefs play the Steelers Sunday night. Pittsburgh is limping into this playoff situation. I don't say this lightly. I think the Steelers are the least impressive playoff team I've seen in a while. And obviously, when you add that seventh playoff team, you're going to get somebody like them who is just kind of okay. I don't say this just because I obviously like the Kansas City Chiefs and root for the Kansas City Chiefs, but I don't think this is going to be much of a football game. I mean, we saw this a couple weeks ago, and they just don't have much. I mean, they don't really compete with the top dogs in the AFC. And I don't see this being much of a football game. So I'm not saying the Chiefs are going to go into this thinking they can cakewalk this, because obviously it's the playoffs. Anything could happen. You know, if the Chiefs go out and do a bunch of things, commit 10 penalties, commit 4 turnovers, they might lose the game. But it's I'd like to see the playoff format get switched back to the way it was. And I think it will be. I mean, they like the idea of having that seventh team in, but there's no reason why the Chiefs shouldn't have a bye. Obviously, they didn't get the one. They knew they had to get the one to have a bye. It was that way last year. Whatever, but I just don't think that the league is much better in terms of playoff drama and all that in terms of a seventh team on each conference. Now, granted, there's a Monday game this year, and maybe that was the plan, to have an extra night of NFL football. So without further ado, why don't I just run through the playoffs in case you're listening to this and you aren't really familiar yet with the playoff schedule and matchups that are going on. It's going to start off with 3:30 on NBC on Saturday. That's going to be the Raiders and Bengals. Raiders obviously playing their way in tonight with that crazy win over the Chargers. And don't know if they really wanted it to be a win, considering that they, in overtime, if you missed the game or it was too late and you haven't seen it, they basically kicked a field goal on their first possession. Chargers went down, kicked a field goal. Raiders got the ball. They were around midfield or so, and kind of just, I wouldn't say punted it, because they didn't actually punt it, but in terms of a football reference, they just ran the ball a few times, almost trying to play for a tie, and then it just so happens that Jacobs breaks a few and gets into field goal range, and the Raiders kick the game-winning field goal. But that's your first game, is the Las Vegas Raiders and the Cincinnati Bengals at 3:30 on NBC. And then Saturday night is going to be the Patriots and Bills, who will play each other now for the third time in like 6 weeks, I want to say. So there could be some drama there. Interdivision game. Interdivision playoff games are always fun, and no teams really want to play them. But sometimes that's just the way it breaks down. There's a couple interdivision playoff games this year in the playoffs, and the first one is the Patriots and the Bills. That'll be at 7:15. That's the CBS. That's going to be Romo and Nance calling that one for CBS on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, you've got the first one is going to be the noon kickoff, and this is the Fox broadcast on noon. That will be Joe Buck and Troy Aikman calling this. It's the Eagles and the Buccaneers. And these teams played each other earlier in the season. Did not go so well for the Philadelphia Eagles. Tampa Bay is already opened up as a 9.5-point favorite. That's a big playoff line. And that's just kind of what you get when it's a 2-7 matchup. The Eagles have no business in this game with the Buccaneers. It's similar to the Chiefs and Steelers, in my opinion. So I look for Tampa to roll in this, but that's your noon game on Fox is Eagles and Bucks. And then 2:30, the 49ers, who won a huge game yesterday, beating the Rams, solidifying their spot in the playoffs, and also knocking the Rams down a seed and forcing them to play a division game. So regardless, 49ers and Cowboys, Dallas opens up as a 3-point favorite. That line seems a little low to me. Could see that swing throughout the week, in my opinion. But 49ers and Cowboys at 3:30. And then Sunday night is the Chiefs and Steelers. That's going to be at 7:15, like I mentioned earlier, on NBC. More preview on that game coming up here in just a moment with Papa Kevin, Kevin Keatsman. And then Monday night, this is the game I was talking about, that the NFL really likes having this spot, I guess, for the playoffs. We'll see how the numbers are on a Monday night compared to their Saturday and Sunday primetime slots. But it's the Cardinals and Rams. Both of these teams kind of limping in. The Rams, obviously, the division winners by default. Both these teams lost yesterday. All the Cardinals had to do was beat the Seahawks at home, who was terrible this year. They couldn't do it. They lose. And then the Rams also lost to the 49ers. So both of these teams that were already locked into the playoffs lost games against division opponents where all each team had to do was win the game. And the Rams win the division by default because the Cardinals lost to the Seahawks. So that's your playoff breakdown for your wild card weekend. Obviously, the Titans in the AFC get a bye, and then the Green Bay Packers in the NFC get a bye. So there's some interesting games here. I think that there's some clear favorites in these games, and quite frankly, They're all the home teams. The only one I could see going the other way, for whatever reason, I think the Patriots could go into Buffalo and win. One, I don't trust the Bills in the playoffs, and two, it's Belichick in the playoffs. Things bounce their way. I've been watching the Brady docuseries on ESPN+ that documents all his Super Bowls he's went to, and for whatever reason, each one they've won. And they don't really dance around this in the docuseries. They've gotten extremely lucky, whether it was a playoff game or a Super Bowl game or something just bounced their way. And granted, they had some things bounce against them in some of those games. But I don't know. I could see the Patriots going in and winning this game. But other than that, I think all the home teams should win. And that's just a naked eye at it, but you would think the home teams have the upper edge. That's why you win your division, so you get to play a home game. But regardless of that, we'll see what happens. It should be a great weekend of playoff football. Well, somewhat of a crazy weekend, I guess, when it comes to the NFL. The Indianapolis Colts found a way to play themselves out of the playoffs and lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who would have thought that would have happened? Just some crazy stuff that happened. And speaking of Indianapolis, my dad, Kevin Keatsman, is there right now. He's watching the Georgia Bulldogs and Alabama Crimson Tide in the national title game tomorrow night, as my little sister is a Georgia Bulldog. What's Indy like, Dad?
Indy is cold. It's colder than Kansas City. I don't know why, but it is cold, and it is flooded. I mean, flooded with Georgia fans, and the seats in the Alabama sections, the prices are dropping like crazy. They've been here too many times. They are not interested in leaving warm Alabama and coming to cold Indianapolis. So I think Georgia is going to have a pretty decided home field advantage in this one.
So you're saying they're just bored with their national championships, that they just, we're done with Indy. Why not?
I mean, if it's like 70 degrees where you live in Alabama, are you coming here where it's 20 and you know, you've probably done it three times already and they've won all these titles? I just think, yes, there will be plenty of Alabama fans here, but not like Georgia. Georgia's flooding this place.
No, that should be fun, though. It should be a good game, and I know you guys are going to have a good time. So the Kansas City Chiefs, they're playing the Steelers, and this is a matchup that I think a lot of Chiefs fans are pretty excited about. We kind of had a feeling as to what it might be going into this. We knew they probably weren't going to get the one. Although I will say Houston did come back and make it interesting against the Titans today. But Tennessee is the one seed, and they could have their running back Derrick Henry healthy. But regardless, Chiefs-Steelers, that's just a good matchup. I didn't see anything a couple weeks ago in that game that makes me think Pittsburgh can come in Arrowhead and win.
It is, and you know, you don't want to have to go to Tennessee, obviously. So if the Chiefs are going to do this thing, you'd love to win a couple of games and then play at home. But this is as good as it gets. I mean, this is better than the Chargers coming. You don't want to play a division opponent. They know you too well. The Steelers are a punchless offensive football team. Ben Roethlisberger is on his last leg. Everybody can see that. They just pounded him a few weeks ago. It's a terrible matchup for the Steelers. It really is. I mean, they they're going to come to Arrowhead, and they just won't be able to score. I mean, I just can't imagine the Steelers could possibly score more than 17 points in this game. So that sets up really well for the Chiefs. And now we can have discussion, at least for this week. What is better, playing the Steelers at home and not taking the week off, or actually getting the week off? Chiefs are not injured. They don't have COVID problems. They don't need to rest a bunch of guys. If you look at what the Packers did today, Aaron Rodgers played for no reason. He said, I don't want to sit. I'm already going to sit next week. I don't want to sit today. Mm-hmm. I need to play. And I think a lot of quarterbacks and a lot of players are like that. They want to get some snaps in. This could be a game where the Chiefs could have such a big lead that they get guys out. But even if not, it could be a clock running game. The Chiefs could get up 17 points and just run the football and things like that. So I actually think it's a pretty good situation. I like continuity in football. I don't want to go to Tennessee and play the Titans, but weird things can happen in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, 100%. And a lot of people will always try to avoid their teams wanting to play teams that they've already beat in the regular season. I mean, the Chiefs have sort of been the opposite of that throughout the years. They've lost to the Titans in the regular season. They've beat them in the playoffs. You know, they've I can't remember who was it. It was 2 years ago. The Chiefs went to New England, or 3 years ago. They went to New England, got beat in a close game, and then had them beat in the playoffs if it wasn't for a Dee Ford offside. So I don't really believe in the whole, you've already played them, that's a disadvantage to the team that is supposed to be better.
And I think, I could be wrong, I think the Chiefs that year that they lost to New England, I think the Chiefs were the 2 seed that year, weren't they? Did they play in the wild card round, or maybe they got the bye, but they were the 2 seed and the 1 seed got knocked out. I don't remember who it was, but it wasn't New England because New England came here. So look, crazy things can happen. Tennessee's not great. Nobody's great in the NFL. There's no lock. The closest thing is the Packers, and their defense can be, you know, dismal enough at times that you can get in a shootout with them. So, you got to go play your best football in January. Peyton Manning says this all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk about it on their Manning cast. He said it a million times. It doesn't matter where you are, what your seed is. Go play your best football. Chiefs are going to get a couple of home games. If they win those and the worst thing that happens is you go back to Tennessee and play them, let's go play them.
Right.
They're not great. They're good. They're not great. The Chiefs are a better team than they were when they played at Tennessee earlier this year. That game means absolutely nothing. Let's go play the game and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, 100% agree with that. And I wanted to bring up, too, just I was watching SportsCenter last night, and one of the Hasselbacks, I can't remember which one is on there, I think it's Tim, he was basically just dogging on the Chiefs because the effort on the defensive side of the ball was pretty lackadaisical in that Broncos game. Now, they still won the game, and the Chiefs defense inevitably made the play that won the game, obviously, with the scoop and score. But they didn't really look like they were flying to the ball. He kind of had some good points. Were the Chiefs just kind of dogging it through that game? I mean, what was it that you were seeing out there?
I've never seen an NFL team prepare for a quarterback to scramble on passing plays and say, this is what we have to stop. Unless you're playing against Lamar Jackson or somebody like that, you don't prepare for the Broncos and say, well, Drew Lock's going to beat us with his legs today. That's not what you do. And he did it twice. There was nobody there. The middle of the field was empty. The Chiefs' assignments, whether they weren't gap sound up front, I'm not an expert enough to know exactly what happened on those plays to break down. But ultimately what happened was you had broken plays where he ran right up the middle and there was nobody there. In the end, the Chiefs made a defensive play to win the game. It was the single worst Mizzou tackle attempt in NFL history when Drew Lock tried to tackle Nick Bolton. I mean, it was pathetic. And he scored the touchdown. I think it's really this simple, Spence, for the Chiefs. You probably will agree with this. If the Chiefs win the turnover margin in any playoff game, they will not be beaten. Now, they went 8 straight games where they won the turnover battle. Their defense played great. They played the Bengals. Nobody turned the ball over in that game, mm-hmm. and the Chiefs lost. And they were in trouble at Denver yesterday. They were going in. They were going to be behind. They were in trouble until they got the takeaway and the score. This postseason, unlike the other postseasons, is about the Chiefs' defense. If this defense plays well and takes the ball away, nobody's beating the Chiefs. I don't care who they play or where. Their A game right now with a good defense is better than any Andy Reid team that's been in Kansas City. That doesn't mean they'll play it every time. That doesn't mean they're going to do it against the Steelers this week. They probably don't need their A game this week. But they will down the road when the defense plays well. And if they take the ball away at least once, there's nobody beating the Chiefs.
Well, I think you need your playoff game or your A game in any playoff game, for that matter. I mean, obviously, Ben Roethlisberger has been there a lot. He doesn't have much left in the tank. We've talked about that. I'm not a huge Mike Tomlin fan. I understand that the Steelers have had some really good teams, and I think it's one of those things where he just happens to be the coach of some really good teams that they had there. I mean, you're only as good as your quarterback and your defense as a head coach. That's been proven multiple times over the years. Just kind of shifting gears in the AFC here. What do you make New England right now?
Well, let me start with this. You and I will argue all day on that. I think Tomlin's a great head coach. I think he's a Hall of Fame head coach. And I can't believe that crappy team is in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying.
That quarterback is done. They are done. What he's got is 52 other guys that bust their butt every time for their coach. They're assignment sound. They do things that are smart. They got in. They're not a very good football team, but it is all Mike Tomlin that they are in the postseason. So you and I will disagree on that. I think Roethlisberger is cooked. New England was laid an egg today.
Yeah,
I've heard a lot of people say that Mac Jones has hit a rookie wall, a freshman year wall, whatever you want to say, that he's hit a wall and he can't get any better until he plays more. That's possible. I thought New England was good enough defensively to get the job done and really be a threat, but boy, they haven't been much the last 2 weeks.
No, the two least impressive teams in the playoffs are both in the state of Pennsylvania. I mean, I know the Eagles played their twos last night, but that team isn't really much. Jalen Hurts doesn't really scare anybody a whole lot. I don't think they have. They've got some young guys on offense that they like there, but I mean, not that impressive. Now, on the other hand, the NFC is very top heavy. The AFC so much is not. I mean, I think any of these teams that have a home game in the playoffs, I wouldn't be surprised to see any one of them in the Super Bowl.
I agree. I think we're going to see chaos in the postseason.
Yeah.
I think that absolutely the team with the best odds at this point is Green Bay. Again, I don't think there's anybody great in the AFC. I think it's mayhem and chaos, and bring it on. And that should feed right into the Chiefs because they have so much experience in this that mm-hmm. the other teams don't have.
Yeah, you know, you compare – it's we've done this before, and you've talked about this in past episodes, that the Chiefs, at the time they were really struggling early this year, the only reason you would think they have a chance is because of the previous resume, like the resume from the previous 2 years that they've been there and done that. The offense wasn't much in the first part of the season. The defense certainly was playing some stinkers out there. I mean, they just weren't very good. That seems to have flipped. Obviously, going 9-1 down the stretch is huge. Any team that goes 9-1 in their last 10 games is going to make the playoffs. And what you rarely see is teams that do it on the other end. Like the Cardinals right now, they stink. I mean, they've won two out of their last eight, and they're a playoff team. It's just amazing how quickly things can flip when it comes to the NFL, and you want to be playing your best ball at the end of the season. So if you had to, obviously there's Tennessee. If there's anybody else in the AFC that you're afraid of, for me it was the Colts. They got bounced just because of that running game. I thought the Colts might have a matchup issue with the Chiefs just because they can run the ball so effectively. But I'm wondering who else in the AFC do you think it would be that could come into Arrowhead and win? Because obviously if it's not the Titans, the Chiefs are playing at home.
Well, they've lost to a lot of these teams. They lost to the Bengals. They lost to the Bills. They lost to the Titans. They've lost to a lot of these teams. The Chiefs are a different team now. And I think it's important to note that. You know, we can talk all day about what the Chiefs were. And a lot of Chiefs fans are very upset that they blew the one seed by losing to the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where they blew the one seed. They blew the one seed by starting 3-4.
Sure.
and being a sloppy team on offense that turned it over a lot and a defense that was terrible. They fixed both of those things. They're a completely different team than they were then. And again, this is really important. These guys have experience in these games. It matters. It's no guarantee. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, it's a slam dunk. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. But man, what a great thing it is to have a veteran core of players and a coach that have done this a couple of years in a row and been in the Super Bowl and know how to work their way through the postseason. Even in many of those games when they were behind double digits, they came back from behind during adversity and they won. The Bengals, I mean, do they look good to me? Yeah, they looked really good against the Chiefs, but they've not done it. Do you believe the Bengals are going to do it? The Bills have proven they're kind of the team that doesn't get the job done. I don't think New England is ready. I don't think we have to worry about another AFC West team making the Super Bowl. Man, it looks to me like Tennessee and Kansas City here. If you're asking me, it looks to me like it's going to be one of those two in the Super Bowl.
I mean, obviously, if you run into the Bengals again, you're afraid of a guy like Ja'Marr Chase just because of what he did. I mean, he single-handedly beat the Chiefs. There's just no question about that. I mean, his performance was absolutely incredible. That was a wide receiver performance that we hadn't seen someone put on the Chiefs in quite a while. You know, I can't remember the last time I watched a Chiefs game where I was like, one guy absolutely won the game that wasn't a quarterback against the Kansas City Chiefs. You just don't see it a lot. I'm not seeing a whole lot of quarterbacks in the AFC that can go beat the Chiefs, but I think it would be Joe Burrow if there is one, just based off of what we've seen he can do and the fact that he's got the pedigree, he's played in a national championship, won a national championship. But we'll just have to see what happens and how the matchups fall. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
With the Chargers and Raiders last night, would you have agreed to just kneel it the entire game and get both teams in the playoffs? Because that's what would have happened, obviously.
I had a discussion with a total stranger who was at this restaurant we were at, who's actually from Kansas City. He lives out at Cedar Creek, which is very close to where you went to high school.
And I've been there.
He was here on business. And we're talking to him. He goes, I don't know why these teams don't just shake hands and say it's a tie and walk away. I'm like, no, that's no good. The league's not going to do anything like that, and that wouldn't have been very good for the Chiefs anyway. So Pittsburgh is the team the Chiefs want to play. It's a very good matchup. They'll play hard. Pittsburgh's going to try to drag this game out. They're going to try to run it, run clock, possess, force a turnover. The Chiefs are going to have to be patient early. Don't try to hit them with big plays. Just come out and don't make – look, if the Chiefs don't turn the ball over – against the Steelers, they're going to win the game. They're much better than this team.
Right.
I know it's the NFL. I know any given Sunday. I know the Jaguars knocked the Colts out. I know all that stuff. But the Chiefs are not going to lose to the Steelers. I'm just telling you right now, they're not going to lose this football game. Ben Roethlisberger, at this point in his career, is simply not a good enough quarterback to win a playoff game. It's going to take an absolute fluke. Mahomes is going to have to throw 3 or 4 interceptions or something crazy like that. The Chiefs are going to move on. Then we'll see who it is. We'll see who's playing well, and we'll figure it out from there. I am a little bit afraid of Josh Allen and the Bills if the Chiefs play them again.
Yeah.
Only because we saw what Drew Lock did, scrambling and running the football. Josh Allen is a tremendous runner of the football, and the Chiefs have been a little bit susceptible to that. So that maybe is the team that scares me. If not Tennessee, it's probably Buffalo is the one that scares me. But the bottom line is this, and I think this is really important, Spence, for everybody to know. If the Chiefs play their A game, they beat everybody. They're the most complete team. When they play well, they have the best quarterback, the best weapons, the best offense, the best coaching system, and the best defense. They've done that all consistently for a long period of time. 2+ months, the Chiefs have done that. It's very important to remember. If the Chiefs play well, they will get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to believe not to. So we'll talk more about this later in the week, obviously. Tonight, who is winning between the Georgia Bulldogs and the Alabama Crimson Tide? We'll talk a little college football final here. And just what do you think about this game? And obviously, you know, you would like to see Georgia win one because of the connections like with my little sister, Abby, and two, just to have somebody else do it. I mean, college football is in desperate need of some parity. We thought it would be nice having Cincinnati in the playoff, and they just were not there with Alabama. And nobody really thought they would be, but at some point, we're going to have to start seeing some other teams win this thing.
Well, I'm just crazy enough to think that Georgia's going to pull it off.
And,
you know, if you remember the title game 4 years ago when they played them, they led the whole game and lost. Georgia's lost 4 in a row to Alabama. But I think this is significant. This is a significant number. In those four games, Georgia has been tied or led in the game 71% of the clock minutes.
Wow.
So this is not a team that's been behind. It's just a team that loses every dang time. I think it ends. I think their defense steps up and plays much better in this game than they did in the other Alabama game. I've seen Alabama be susceptible to this year. They were not great. They're not as good as the other Alabama teams. They got a good draw in playing in Cincinnati, obviously. Maybe it's just the homer in me. I'm going to be there. America's going to be rooting. Everybody's going to be rooting against Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Except Alabama fans. But the whole country wants Georgia to win. They're going to have a home field advantage in this game. I like Georgia. I like Georgia. Let's call it 31-23.
There it is. All right, guys. Make sure to like, subscribe, wherever you get your podcast for Kevin Kietzman Has Issues. Tell your friends about the show. Dad, it's really been growing. And now that we're into 2022, just curious, one, what you have coming up the rest of the week, obviously, and two, just what you've seen from the growth in the podcast and, you know, how loyal the listenership has been. It's been great.
It has been great. You know, more and more people are walking up to me now, public saying, hey, I love the podcast. Hey, it's awesome, man. Great. You know, a little fist bump as they walk by, things like that. So it's really cool. And you've been a big part of that, man. I love you. You know, I love you, Spence.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you doing this for a couple of shows. We'll do this again on Tuesday morning after the title game. We'll do something fun on there. And I appreciate you doing it. And I know you take good care of some sponsors when you do the podcast, but I got to thank Mike Robinson and the people at Roberts Robinson and, you know, so many other great sponsors that we have with the podcast that just do such a great job supporting what it is that we do. 360 Document Solutions is, these guys are tremendous. The sponsors of the podcast are unbelievable. They're always there for me. And I appreciate them letting us kind of do this for a couple of days to make it a little bit different here at the start of the week.
Absolutely. And the best way you can support the show, obviously, is to go visit those sponsors. You know, be a consumer at their business. Go check out Roberts Robinson. Go check out Joslin's. Go get, you know, an amazing garage floor from Hutch. You know, that's the best thing you can tell people is to support the show by supporting the sponsors.
And they do. And they do. Everybody's amazing, Spence. And it's been an awful lot of fun. I appreciate working with you. And appreciate you doing what I'm doing while I'm gone. And you're the best. Everybody listening, know that I love my kids. I love my son, and I'm proud of him. And he's doing a great job here. So you're doing a great job, Spence. And I appreciate that. You got a full-time job. You're busy. You got a lot of things going on. I appreciate you working this out.
Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the title game tomorrow night. And would like to thank everybody for listening to this Monday edition of Kevin Kietzman Has Issues. And we'll check back in with you guys tomorrow.